A bitterly divided Supreme Court today tightened the noose around federal power with a 5-4 decision making it easier for states to thwart federal regulators. The ruling involved the Federal Maritime Commission, but it could similarly limit the federal agencies that enforce laws on everything from the environment to hospital safety, as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Over the last decade, a 5-member conservative Supreme Court majority has dramatically reinvigorated state power at the same time that it diminished federal power. The tool it's used most often is the 11th Amendment, which says that individuals may not sue states using the judicial power of the United States. Beginning in the 1990s, the conservative majority interpreted that amendment to bar private lawsuits against state institutions for violating federal age discrimination laws, disability discrimination laws, or workmen's compensation laws. But the case ruled on by the Supreme Court today did not involve the judicial branch of government. It involved a federal regulatory agency, the Federal Maritime Commission. The case began when a casino ship owner complained to the maritime agency that the South Carolina Port Authority was violating federal law by refusing to let two of its cruise ships dock in Charleston. The Maritime Commission ordered an administrative hearing to determine if the complaint was meritorious, but the state of South Carolina claimed it had immunity from any such proceeding under the 11th Amendment, and today the Supreme Court agreed. Writing for the court majority, Justice Clarence Thomas conceded that administrative agencies are not courts per se, but he said administrative proceedings walk, talk, and squawk like a lawsuit, and that just as states are immune from private lawsuits, they are immune from public agency proceedings which are brought by private parties. Thomas acknowledged that administrative agencies were unheard of at the time the Constitution was written, but he said the Constitution was not intended to raise up any proceedings against the states that weren't heard of when the Constitution was adopted. In a rare spoken dissent from the bench, Justice Stephen Breyer denounced the decision as one that is justified neither by the text of the Constitution nor its history. An administrative agency, he noted, is not part of the judicial branch, the only branch of government mentioned in the 11th Amendment. An administrative agency, he observed, is part of the executive branch, and an administrative agency cannot enforce its orders. It must go to court to get an enforcement order, and when it does that, it acts as the federal government, which all agree can sue a state. Today's decision, he said, would deprive the federal government of the flexibility it needs to deal with enforcement of everything from environmental laws like the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act to employee safety laws. It will, he said, deprive the federal government of a way to deal fairly and quickly with complaints, for example, of improper medical care at state hospitals. And it will deprive citizens of the right to petition the government to redress their grievances. Reaction to the decision across the ideological spectrum was less than enthusiastic, to put it mildly. Said one conservative scholar, "I'm beginning to be embarrassed." Catholic University Dean Douglas Kamek, a conservative and states' rights advocate, said simply,
"The court has done something here that is not anchored in the Constitution."
Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe, a liberal, put it this way,
"I think it's utterly bizarre and extremely perverse. It clearly reflects a determined majority's insistence on pushing the idea of states' rights to an absurd extreme in which not even the states are really going to be benefited."
Conservative Bruce Fine said the decision is largely symbolic.
"It seems to be, a lot of bombast about very little."
But Harvard Law Professor Charles Freed, who served as Solicitor General in the Reagan administration, said the decision is more than symbolic because the court, he said, has invaded the enforcement powers of the executive branch on the theory that an individual brought the original complaint.
"Here we have a chunk taken out of the power of the federal government, not a private party, to enforce federal law against the states. And that, I think, is a significant extension and an unfortunate one."
And Yale's Akhil Amar saw the decision as the latest example of what he said is a conservative willingness to disregard the words of the Constitution.
"This is anything but strict construction of the Constitution. So this is yet another case in which the current Supreme Court is in effect striking down federal action without something clearly in the text or history of the Constitution to support that invalidation."
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.